The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nikki Thunder of KCHE Radio in Cherokee and Jason Brooks of the Boone News Republican. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, thanks for talking with us today.
Yes.
All right, Senator, with the replacement or the repeal of the Affordable Health Care Act, how can people who benefited from the law be protected and still receive health care? I believe someone I know could have lost her life to cancer had it not been for the Health Care Act. Will she still be able to get affordable care? She's single, has two jobs, and was never able to afford health care in the past.
Yeah. In the case you mentioned, the main point I think that person be interested in is our retaining no previous existing conditions. And then I think that person has to consider the fact that Obamacare in a couple years probably won't exist, even if we weren't trying to repeal and replace it, for this reason, that there's already some parts of the country where you get the subsidy, but you can't buy, there's no insurance policies. And then there's people like I just quoted on the floor of the United States Senate in a speech I gave, so you may want to go to wherever you get that information so you read my speech for further information. But I gave plenty of examples of Iowans having their, well, one example, increased the price from, let's say, approximately $15,000 to $23,000, but a $6,000 deductible. Or another Iowa farmer going from, $20,000 to $32,000. So even if you even if you got the ability to pay it, if you got a $6,000 deductible, what good is insurance? And it's going to get worse. It isn't going to get better under Obamacare. Then then the other thing that I think is for people to continue to get subsidy. We're going to put in place something Republicans have talked about for a long period of time. You've got the tax through the people's tax return. They get the ability to help buy insurance under Obamacare. There will also be what we call refundable credits back to people to help buy insurance. It'll be based upon age, so that younger people get a little less subsidy, older people get more subsidy. It'll be based on income, that when you get above $75,000 as an individual or above $150,000 as a couple, then you won't get that subsidy. So there will be help in helping people buy health insurance. Let's go to Boone.
Senator, there appears to have been some delay in getting the new agricultural secretary on board, but do you feel like that's going to impact the Iowa farmers or the ability to get the next farm bill together and representing agricultural interests?
And no.
What have you?
I shouldn't interrupt you. I'm sorry.
What are you doing to ensure that happens at a pace?
Well, I can't do much about getting the Senate committee acting upon that, because we can't act on any nominee that the president doesn't send up here. Now, I want to correct something that on Tuesday I told some radio people that I was told Monday night that the papers for Sonny Perdue were up here, and it was just a matter of scheduling a hearing. And I heard that from a senator that ought to know what he's talking about. Then today, some news people asked Roberts the same question you're asking me, and Roberts said he couldn't answer because the papers weren't even up here yet. So we have two senators that are telling me opposite things. So I don't know when it'll be scheduled. But getting back to your question, I said no, that's a short answer. A little longer answer is that we can get by without a Secretary of Agriculture's involvement in reauthorizing the passing a new farm bill, because it's very important you have a Secretary of Agriculture involved in that, but we won't actually be writing the bill until later on this late summer or early fall, and we're going to have a Secretary of Agriculture in place by then. Back to Cherokee.
Senator, what are your thoughts on the president's many tweets, such as the one recent claiming President Obama had wiretapped him during the campaign?
Well, I guess I wish that that we had more tweets so we could get more than 140 characters. Hey, I'm going to stop and cough. Pardon me. That we had more than 140 characters, or sometimes, and it didn't happen this time, you wait and staff fleshes out what he's saying. So I don't really know an answer to your question. But I do know this, that when the White House said that they didn't know anything about wiretapping, in this case, that there was a January 19th this year New York Times story that talked about the White House knowing about wiretapping. And that's about all I can add to it, except for the fact that Senator Feinstein and I wrote a letter on in mid-February for a briefing by the FBI. Then we had our break, recess, and then we were back. We thought we'd have it then. Didn't happen. Monday of this week, Senator Feinstein and I together got on the phone and talked about the FBI director. When are we going to get this briefing? He says, I'm working with the Justice Department to see how far I can go in briefing you or whether I can. And that doesn't sound reasonable, because he talked to the Intelligence Committee last week and obviously didn't give him a whole lot of information, but he was there briefing him. So why can't the Judiciary Committee have a briefing? We still don't have an answer from FBI director at this point. And that's after the chairman and the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee talked to him, and our committee has jurisdiction over the FBI. So then you've got the Intelligence Committee looking into it. You've got the House Oversight Committee looking into it. And then 2 weeks ago, Senator Feinstein and I approved one of our subcommittees under the jurisdiction of Senator Graham and Senator Whitehouse that they could start looking into the Flynn matter, the Russian matter. And then they sent a letter, those two senators sent a letter to the FBI that gets kind of back to your original question. We want to know what you know about what Trump tweeted about. And, of course, that letter just went out yesterday. Back to Boone.
Senator, with all the discussion we've had about water quality on many fronts, along with the environmental policy or agency changes that the Trump administration has discussed, do you feel like any of this jeopardizes water quality itself in Iowa?
No, because we're not changing the federal law. Some of that law goes back to the 60s or 70s in regard to the clean air, and you didn't act about air, you act about water. But the same principle applies. We updated the Clean Air Act in the 1990s, and until those laws are changed, the responsibility of the EPA is to enforce them, and the states are meant to be a partner. And I think what you're going to get under the Trump administration is more cooperation between EPA and the states. And I think that's going to enhance water quality, as opposed to everything being dictated from EPA. One of the things you might have in mind is the waters of the U.S. That's going to be done away with or not enforced, because as the Farm Bureau map will show you, it would give the federal government jurisdiction over 97% of the land in Iowa. And it doesn't seem to me like we want to do that. Thank you, Nikki and Jason, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.